Welcome back to another podcast on a picture-perfect January day in the Coachella Valley. It is so great living here. My guest today is, I have two guests today, but Valeria Batros, our fitness director, has been doing a wonderful job of bringing in outside speakers in all different areas to educate the community here. And so, Valeria, I want to start with you. Welcome to the podcast, first of all.
Thank you for suggesting this.
And so please bring us up to date on where you are with the classes and the gym equipment and all of that.
Yes, well, we have a lot of exciting things happening in all areas of our community. Happy to announce that we will be getting new equipment for Montecito Fitness at the end of March. The entire cardio and weight training machines will be replaced, and that's wonderful, as they are due. It's been 12 years. And Santa Rosa will be, you know, the next project, but that's to come. And then we have brand new reformers. They're actually here, and so we'll use those as of Monday. And so we are growing on those programs.
And am I mistaken, or are those old reformers available for sale?
I'm waiting for board approval. So by the end of the month, I will know. So
it's possible.
It's very possible. So any further inquiries, if you could email me, I'll be happy to take it from there. We should know by the 29th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is a good time to announce that for Pilates people who would like to do it.
Pilates aficionados. Yeah. And then we'll, you know, I definitely will mention it on the email blast as soon as I have the green light.
Okay.
And then happy to announce some weekend classes as well. Some members have been coming up to me saying, you know, we never have weekend classes. So I am bringing a couple new classes for Saturday mornings. We'll have a mat Pilates and yoga on Saturday mornings, as well as Dr. Haberkorn's Aqua Tai Chi twice a month. And so that's, and you know, that's something that has been, it's been in the works for a long time. So I'm very excited to finally have him on board. And we'll, you know, obviously we have him here today. So we'll, we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Sure.
And then we have a few more lectures coming in through the end of April. So for February, we have two, and they're both related to weight management and nutrition. So save the date for February 7th and February 28th at 5 o'clock at the ballroom. And so one will be about the seven secrets to body transformation and how sometimes we eat out of stress, and so, you know, a little bit of that emotional, psychological aspect of things, and how sometimes we tend to go for something that we know we don't supposed to eat, but yet we do it. So what's behind that? Mm-hmm. And then we have one with Eisenhower on the 28th, also about health and nutrition. So we have to RSVP for those. So again, either desk are well equipped to do so, or you could email me directly.
Yeah. And just to touch on Eisenhower, they've been here once already, and for the they've been here three times. Well, I have been the one of their and for the benefit of the people who didn't go, what were the key points that came out of those discussions?
Well, the main thing is to keep moving, to keep working out. Dr. Minot, who that's the one you attended, he pointed out that it's important to work out and it's important to stay healthy and active, but we need to also work out harder than what we think we can. And I think that was a very interesting point, because we often go to the gym, but if we're not working at a certain intensity, you're not going to really increase your performance.
Yeah.
And so,
but that's that interval training is becoming better.
Yes,
people are thinking it's better than just walking for an hour on the treadmill.
Absolutely. So there is something called HIIT, high intensity interval training. So our Tabata classes, which we do have on schedule, are tailored more into that type of training.
Oh, that's good. I know Chet. We had
Chet
popular
and Marlena's
Tabata classes.
Doing Tabata classes. So we have a phenomenal schedule for everybody, you know, from yoga to Tai Chi to Tabata to you name it. Bar, we brought bar this month. The classes have been over 30 people, and so it's been a great success.
Great.
So I invite everybody to take as many classes as you can, especially because we have the annual pass still on sale until the 31st. Okay. And that's your best.
So we got a couple more weeks on
that. $200, but you could take as many $4 classes as you can. I encourage you to take as many as you can. That way you could become stronger, fitter, faster.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And before we get to Dr. Haberkorn, is our current Tai Chi instructor doing more classes?
No, he's still doing his three classes, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Okay,
and
but it's the same format. Because I saw him in here a week or two ago, and everybody was sitting down, and it looked like more of a meditation format.
Yeah, so, you know, and he'll continue to perform his classes, and I've just been getting feedback that we wanted something a little earlier and something a little different, and that's why we're bringing Dr. Haberkorn on board. So okay. He'll do a Wednesday 5:30 class a little earlier, and then we'll do the 2 aqua Tai Chi in the water, which is the best of both worlds.
Okay. So this is a great time to introduce Dr. Haberkorn. Please proceed.
Well, I've known Dr. Haberkorn for a few years now. We worked together in the past, and he's been teaching Tai Chi. Well, you could tell us a little bit more about that, but over 25 years. And so I'm just happy and delighted to have him on board. I've been asking him for a few months, I think, now. So finally it's coming to a realization. So I'll let him introduce himself and his background a little bit. So welcome to Zan City.
Please tell us about your background and what the class is going to be about.
I started out in hard martial arts when I was in high school, 15 years old. Started with Okinawan karate, then went to kickboxing. And later on in my college years, my chiropractic college years, I started to learn more about Tai Chi. We always made jokes of it when I was doing the hard martial arts, kickboxing. If they're moving so slow, what's the use of it? But the Qi was what was missing from other arts. And as I began to understand that and saw the benefits of the Qi, not just for martial arts, but for health and longevity, I began to learn about Tai Chi. Been fortunate to study with some really powerful people, both in the U.S. and China, in several different family forms of Tai Chi. I focus primarily on Sun Tai Chi. Sun Tai Chi is the youngest form of Tai Chi.
How old is the youngest form of Tai Chi, approximately?
That's a good question. My teacher studied from the originator's granddaughter. So I would say...
Hundreds, thousands?
I'm guessing about 200 years, maybe.
200 years.
That would be probably less than that. Over 100 years for the most recent form of Tai Chi, family Tai Chi.
Okay. And for the benefit of those of us who know nothing about this, would you describe Chi?
Qi is a Chinese word for energy. Every language has a word for energy. So energy comes in many forms. We are able to measure energy as heat and electricity and gravity, friction. Qi has been indirectly measured through those methods, but we've not found a great way to measure Qi directly. They've done some studies, National Institute of Health, World Health Organization, using photon emissions from the body associated with Qi. We most commonly notice the indirect effects. In Arizona, they're using Tai Chi as cardiac rehab in hospitals. It's been shown to be beneficial for all kinds of things.
Okay. And so how does your version of Tai Chi, which I won't try to pronounce, differ from Chai Tai Chi Kuan, which is currently being taught here by Michael Hamilton?
So Chuan usually means martial, a fighting system, from my understanding. So when you say Tai Chi Chuan, you're having the martial arts aspect of it. Sun Tai Chi was originally a more martial form, but as Master Sun became older, he was less interested in fighting and more interested in health. So he modified it to amplify the health benefits of the Tai Chi. Mm-hmm. So it helps to recirculate the Qi to the meridians to help you to be healthier, to help you heal yourself from illness and injury and live longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're very happy to have you on staff. I interviewed our current Tai Chi master about a year ago, and I did 2 follow-up testimonials with people who had saw dramatic benefits from what he has done. So what's the schedule going to be?
We'll have on Wednesdays at 5:30 in the Montecito group exercise room, and then Saturdays at 10 twice a month for aqua tai chi.
Okay, so this is going to be done in the pool.
Yes.
So this is a major difference from the other.
Right. Traditionally, tai chi would not be done in water. But water, being thicker than air, gives you a feeling of flow. I like to use it as a medium. I've been able to pull movements from tai chi forms of various families, as well as qigong movements, to teach people how to move at a moderate pace. When you do tai chi on land, people are always wondering how fast or how slow they should be going. But when you're in water, if you push quickly, you cause eddies, you cause disturbance in the water. And if you go slow, you don't feel the texture of the water. So water is a really nice viscous material to feel a good flow and have a good amount of movement.
Oh, so you can get you're like getting instant feedback
yes.
on what your movements are doing.
Yes, you move too quickly, it'll pull your feet off the ground. I've tried doing regular tai chi in the water, and it's very difficult because your feet pop off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
done with practice, with the right movements, it's very effective. We'll also play with push hands, which is a sensory drill to teach you how to find your center, your balance, where you move from in your body.
And so this is all going to be incorporated in the class.
That'll be in the water, yes.
In the water.
So the Saturday classes will be in the water. The Wednesday classes will be on land, more traditional tai chi.
Okay, and the first class is going to be February 3rd.
Yes.
And it'll be done twice a month.
Yes.
On Saturday mornings.
Correct.
Okay.
Saturdays at 10.
Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Well, that's fantastic. And welcome to the family. This is, I think, Valeria, you're doing a great job of turning this into a holistic health place, not just machines, but teaching people the why and
proactive.
Giving them new ideas on how to stay healthy, which is the one goal that all of us around here have in common.
Yes, I'm glad. I've been getting great feedback and people coming up to me and just, the gratitude and the higher energy vibration, because at the end of the day, that's what we are. We're pure energy, and it's how we set the tone each day, each moment. So I think being aware of that, bringing professionals that are coming in with that approach and being proactive, more holistic, not wait until we're sick to do something
right.
about it,
right.
all of that.
Right.
And I think we're doing a good job on that.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Okay, well, that'll wrap up another one. Thank you for coming in, Valeria.
Thanks.
And to the audience, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, please tell a friend. The way we are growing this audience is word of mouth. And so we will continue to try to offer good value, being worth your time, certainly worth your money. And until next time, bye-bye.